and the kids are about to go and watch Veggie Tales about Jonah. And as Tim Mackey, if you've heard of him from the Bible Project, puts it, we struggle when we listen to Jonah to get away from the Veggie Tales factor, you know, the kids' version of Jonah, because let me tell you this, it's not a good kid's story, Jonah. It really isn't. It's not good for children. It's really quite complex and layered. And there's a problem because when you say, oh, it's about Jonah and the whale, the next thought is, well, what, Jonah was swallowed by a big fish? That's actually physically impossible. He'd be dead. And then we get into a debate about whether it's literal, do you believe in miracles, all of those kind of things. But really, that's not what Jonah's about. And I've got some opinions on this, and you're going to get them as I go through the book. But typically, you're going to fall into two camps if you study this book. Either it's history, like it's a historical account of the prophet Jonah and what happened, or it's like a parable, like satire. Do you know that word, satire? Like, Jonah's the centerpiece. He was a real person. There is actually a bit of history about Jonah, but it's like a parody account. You know, I follow this Donald J. Trump on Facebook, and the scary thing is, you kind of think he's probably said that, and then you realize it's actually a really extreme version. I mean, not that far from the truth, but it's a parody account of Donald Trump. Extremely funny, probably sarcastic. And that's one way of looking at Jonah, okay? So you could either think it's history, historical account, that's fine, or you could think it's like a parody of a real person called Jonah, and that's fine as well. And because either way, you can get the point, okay? Either way, you're going to read it and think, this is ridiculous, this is extreme, this is funny. Even Jonah's name means dove, son of faithfulness. So the readers of the day, the first listeners would have been like, ha ha, we know Jonah is not a faithful prophet. We know Jonah, he's a corrupt, dodgy man. So they would have been laughing straight away when they heard his name, because they would be steeped in the history of their people, and they would have been taught who Jonah is. And you can go and look at 2 Kings. There's not a lot about Jonah, but you know that he's a corrupt guy who falsely prophesied to the king. And Amos, who we've already heard about, I think, turns over his prophecy. Okay? So, Jonah, haha, there you go. And whatever you think about it, the scripture, the Bible that we read, its purpose is to reveal God's character to us, to help us get to know God. And the centerpiece of the Bible is the gospel, is Jesus. Everything hangs on Jesus. His word is Jesus, and